You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with The New York Times and WGBH Boston Public Radio.
It's Friday on The Takeaway. That makes it movie day. One of my favorite days of the week, as you know, whenever I get to host the show, we've got our movie date team, Rafer Guzman and Kristen Meinzer, here with us as usual. We've got three movies out of the gates: Life of Pi, right? The spooky biopic, Hitchcock, and an action remake of Red Dawn. If you can believe that they've remade it, they have. In addition to hosting the podcast, the Movie Date podcast, Rafer is film critic for Newsday. Kristen Meinzer is cultural producer here at The Takeaway. You can always subscribe to that Movie Date podcast at facebook.com/moviedatepodcast. Hi, guys.
Hey.
Welcome. Well, as always, we're going to start with trivia, what I think is the most important part of right. The movie date segment.
We love trivia.
Trivia is going to be about Red Dawn, one of our movies this week. Listen to this trailer from the new Red Dawn.
Get to the cabin.
Jake, you take care of your brother. You hear me?
Go now.
If you're seeing this broadcast, you are in a part of the country no longer controlled by the government of the United States.
I just said it was Wednesday. I'm reminded that it's Friday in May. It actually is fake Friday to the to the director who told me that it's Wednesday today. That's half true. It's fake Friday. So welcome to Wednesday/Friday only. Okay, that was Red Dawn, guys. The remake of Red Dawn. 1984, the
correct
original.
Yes.
Don't answer yet, but here's the question. Name me three cast members of the original band in Red Dawn, not including Patrick Swayze. That one's too easy. All the kids in Red Dawn, which this time they're all decidedly gorgeous, fighting the North Koreans, I guess. Name me three of the kids, not Patrick Swayze, in the original band in Red Dawn, 1984. Think about it. We'll come back to it at the end. Listeners, get on Facebook. You're welcome to answer. Now, let's get to the movie. I saw this trailer. I was mortified. 1984, Red Dawn was a classic to me. Tell me it's not as terrible as it looks, Rafer.
It is not as terrible as it looks.
Okay.
But if you're a fan of the original Red Dawn, you know, the Russian invasion scenario nightmare, I think you're going to be pretty disappointed. This is a softened up, upbeat, very easy to swallow version of the original Red Dawn, which I thought was a really tough-minded and hard-hitting film. You're not going to get that from this. This movie is more about the hotness of the cast and a lot of running around, you know, chasing after the North Koreans who are now the invaders. It's not as brutal. It's not as serious-minded as the first one was.
Upbeat, Kristen Meinzer.
I have to agree. I loved the original Red Dawn. As a little kid growing up scared of the Russians, I thought the movie was very just violent and edgy, scary, and it spoke to me as a little kid about how I could rise up against the Russians and take over if I wanted to. This movie doesn't do that. This movie has a lot of chasing without strategizing. It has a lot of love scenes. It has a lot of stuff that I don't want when I'm in a band of militant children that's going to take down the enemy. I don't want to see
that
stuff.
Army.
Yeah,
right.
Don't need to see that stuff.
Yeah.
I did not like this movie.
All right, fair enough. I had some preconceived notions about this. I may see it since we have sort of a bit of a split decision here, I guess. I want to move on to Life of Pi. Now, I saw the trailer for this. Let's listen to a little bit of sound from Life of Pi, the famous book.
I was born and raised in one of the most beautiful places on earth. It was a time filled with wonder that I'll always remember. But when my family chose to move our zoo halfway around the world, that is when my greatest journey began.
Now, Ang Lee is the director that you want for a movie that's a life full of wonder. So that
yes.
sort of makes sense. Kristen Meinzer, what do you think of Life of Pi? I enjoyed the book. Not everybody did.
Yeah, I'm one of those people who could not even get past the first 10 pages or so of the book. It just never spoke to me. But this movie is so beautiful. It's a little boy and a tiger alone on a boat after there is an accident that happens when his family's trying to relocate their zoo to Canada from India. And the shipwreck is unbelievable. The tiger is unbelievable. It's visually just such a stunning, beautiful movie. I would have loved it if not for the framing device. You hear the man speaking in flashback, the adult Pi, speaking about that harrowing experience he had as a kid.
Yeah.
The framing device was condescending. It took me out of the story. I absolutely hated that, but I loved everything else about the movie.
Rafer?
I have to agree with those criticisms. There's something about this movie that seems kind of sugary sweet, even though the story itself is kind of a difficult and in some ways profound story, but that narrative device somehow saps the energy out of it. I will say, you know, Kristen was saying there are basically two stars of the film. You know, one is the boy. The other is the tiger, which is computer animated almost entirely. And that tiger is pretty incredible to look at. I mean, that tiger really lives and breathes. It's amazing.
That's Life of Pi. Won the Booker Prize for the novels, now out in film, and it looks very, very epic. Let's check in with Alfred Hitchcock here before we go.
Just think of the shock value. Killing off your leading lady halfway through. I mean, you are intrigued, are you not, my dear? Come on, admit it. Admit it.
Rafer, there's really nobody better than Sir Anthony Hopkins to be playing Alfred Hitchcock.
He's pretty good in this movie. He's really one of the best things about it. It's a very a glancing kind of look at Hitchcock, not the deepest probing biopic I've seen, but he's great. Helen Mirren is his wife. Alma Revel is great. And so is Scarlett Johansson as Janet Leigh. It's a very good cast.
Oh, Scarlett's in it?
That's correct.
I'm seeing it. Kristen Meiser?
I agree. I thought it was good fun. It really shows his sense of humor. I thought that the whole movie did both comedy. It did relationship drama. It did the making of, all perfectly together. I really loved this movie.
Okay, so it sounds like Hitchcock is definitely a must-see. I'm going. You had me at Scarlet, but I'm going anyway. All right, guys, let's go back to trivia now. We have a remake of Red Dawn, which we got a bit of a split verdict on here. 1984 was the original Red Dawn. I asked for three members of the child band fighting the Russians, not including Patrick Swayze, because he's a gimme. Rafer Guzman.
Charlie Sheen, C. Thomas Howell, Jennifer Grey.
Wonderful. Wow.
All correct.
I was going to say Jennifer Grey, Leah Thompson.
Oh, yes.
I loved Leah Thompson, and I can't remember who anybody else, but I, as a girl, I really fixated on the girls in the movie because I like seeing girls on screen.
Darren Dalton, Brad Savage, Doug Toby, lesser known actors, but you're correct with those three, Jennifer Grey, Leah Thompson, C. Thomas Howell, Charlie Sheen. Shout out to a listener, J.P. Dempsey, who got C. Thomas Howell, Charlie Sheen, and Jennifer Grey. All correct. That's
all
trivia.
Right.
Happy Thanksgiving.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and the Henry Luce Foundation for increased understanding of East and Southeast Asia. And the Rockefeller Foundation, whose transportation initiative is promoting equitable and sustainable development in communities across the country. More at rockfound.org.